Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Family gaslighting refers to a form of emotional abuse within a family dynamic where one or more members manipulate another person into questioning their own perceptions, their memories, or even their reality. Gaslighting can occur in various relationships, but when it happens within a family, it's particularly damaging because it undermines the basic trust and creates confusion. And that can have long-lasting effects on the victim's mental and emotional well-being, as well as the family relationships. The holidays are unfortunately a time when old family dynamics often return, and gaslighting can be part of it. So today, I am answering a question from a listener about gaslighting. Some common characteristics of gaslighting are denial and contradiction. The gaslighter denies their actions or contradicts what was said or done, which causes the victim of the gaslighting to doubt their own memory. The distorting of reality. Gaslighters may present false information, distort facts, or change the narrative to make the victim question their own understanding of events. Minimizing concerns. Gaslighters downplay the significance of the victim's feelings or concerns, making them feel as if their emotions are either invalid or greatly exaggerated and should be shut down. Projection. Gaslighters often project their own faults, their own mistakes, or negative qualities onto the victim, causing them to feel responsible for whatever issues are happening within the relationship. Isolation. Gaslighters often isolate their victims, cutting them off from external support systems, and thereby they reinforce their control over the victim's perception of reality by being the only one in the victim's orbit who is providing them any information. Undermining confidence. Gaslighting erodes the victim's self-esteem and confidence, which makes them even more dependent on the gaslighter for their validation and guidance. And last, but far from least, is blaming the victim. Gaslighters shift blame onto the victim, making them believe that they are the cause of all the problems in the family. Recognizing and addressing family gaslighting is really important for the well-being of the affected person. Seeking support from friends, from family members, that is, other family members, or from mental health professionals is often a helpful way to break a cycle of manipulation and thereby rebuild a healthier sense of oneself. And the holidays are arguably one of the most high-risk times for chronic forms of family gaslighting. Throughout the year, you may have been able to distance yourself both physically and mentally from someone in your family who's a gaslighter, even if you happen to live nearby. But during the holidays, it's common for everyone to get together, even with those people that they're more distanced from, with the expectation that people will get along and everybody will be happy and merry. That makes it very difficult to stay away or to at least keep some distance with those family members you know are going to be engaging in gaslighting. So with that, let's get to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I dread our family big holiday gatherings where my aunt and her family join us because inevitably, my aunt says something to me that really ends up upsetting me. It usually goes something like this. I haven't wanted to say anything about this before, but have you ever tried the blank diet? I've heard it's really good, and I was thinking it might help you. When she does this, which of course she has done before, in fact, she does every single time I see her, if I look upset, she then quickly adds, oh, don't overreact. I mean, really, I'm just trying to be helpful, and I just see that you're struggling with your weight. This makes it hard for me to say anything else. It's like I'm totally overreacting, and she's just being a good Samaritan. But it makes me feel awful, and I slink around trying to avoid her, but basically, it kind of ruins my day. I wish there was a way to handle this better, because it seems that unless I don't join my own family for holidays anymore, I am stuck with this situation. Is there a way to handle this better? Your aunt is gaslighting you by repeatedly undermining your confidence. And then, when you have a very normal and appropriate upset reaction, telling you, in essence, that you have totally overreacted and thereby saying what just really happened, in fact, did not actually happen. She is distorting your reality and minimizing your feelings. This is classic gaslighting. Do not let this aunt rob you of your holiday gatherings. Rather, I'd suggest you deal with her up front. Before the holidays, you can call her up and simply say, I know we will be seeing each other at dinner. I wanted to let you know ahead of time, I'd really appreciate if you could not discuss or bring up my eating or my lifestyle choices. This is just not a good topic for us, and I don't want to have a damper on our time together. Or alternatively, you can have the game plan, which includes and waiting for the holiday gathering, that if she brings it up, you already have a script in your mind where you immediately say, this is not a topic I wish to discuss with you. And then just walk away. Once you recognize someone is gaslighting you, which is the important first step, it really is, because often we're so confused in the moment and we're so overcome by our upset and negative emotion, which is then double whammied when the person says, oh, you're totally overreacting, that we don't even realize what is happening to us. Now that you know exactly what is happening, you can name it and you can have a script for how to take the next important first step. The next step needs to be setting a hard and fast limit in the moment. I don't want to discuss or hear about this topic from you. We have to agree to disagree. The idea is basically, nope, I will not let you do this, and I have a say. No anger needed, no insult from your end, you're not having a fight, just no. Then go and hang out with some other relatives. Gaslighters tend to stop when there is just no air to feed their fire. Removing yourself from the equation will likely shut it down, and probably shut it down altogether. Don't bother trying to get her to see that what she is saying is hurtful. You will not likely succeed because she has already blamed you for your own obvious hurt. This is why shutting it down calmly and then moving away is the better way to go. She may even try to be more pleasant going forward. I hope that was helpful. Back in a moment with some tips about handling gaslighting.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't try distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Back with some tips. Most of the time, there is no easy exit from a family, or the price of leaving is too high. Often, we are conflicted. We love our family member and even enjoy time with them, but have had it with any gaslighting. If you don't want to leave a family relationship or even the family holiday dinner, here are some things you can think about doing. First, and most importantly, are both accepting your feelings, because honestly, your feelings are more important than who is right or who is wrong, and naming the gaslighting, even if it's just to yourself. Then, Identify the triggers. Keep track of when gaslighting comes up. For example, is it over money or is it over your lifestyle? And then when it comes to this person, avoid the topic. You could say something like, I'd rather not have this conversation right now. Try to opt out of the power struggle. They are trying to have it. If you opt out, there's nowhere for them to go with it. Say something like, you know, we can just agree to disagree, or this is not the kind of conversation I want to have right now. If you can and feel safe, you can try talking with your gaslighter. You can write down the last few conversations where this has happened and notice where they begin to pivot to blaming you or to undermining your reality. Say, I think what happens between us is gaslighting. When I look back at our conversations, I notice that they go in this direction and that you tend to say, this is true or this is untrue when that is not my experience. But be ready to provide very specific examples. Think about what you would advise your best friend to do about either leaving or limiting a gaslighting interaction, and then apply that same strategy of care to yourself. Be proactive about limiting your time together. Even if their behavior improves, the more time you spend together, the likelihood of their behavior degenerating increases. So really think about how much time you are spending with this person. And you can be kind, but still be firm. When this person crosses a boundary, it is still kind but firm to say, I appreciate that you care about me, but I don't want to talk about this with you. Remember, you cannot change someone else's mind or their behavior for that matter if they don't want to. You can only change your own. And you may have to walk away if they continue to gaslight you. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.